Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. That you all are very well. It's Silvana here, and I am back for a new episode on the Jewels and Gems podcast. For today's episode, we shall be talking about a new subject, something I've been asked actually before, but for some reason I never really took the time to properly explain myself, and I'm really hoping that through this episode, I might give you guys some answers, maybe for some of you, some guidance. I'm really, really hoping that, first of all, it doesn't just help me to, you know, ask myself the right questions, but also you as to maybe explore different areas that you're not so familiar with or go deeper into your practice. That subject is spirituality. So what does it mean for me? How to begin your journey into, I suppose, maybe being a little bit more spiritual. Now, I'm not going to give any definitions. We're not going to go and look at Wikipedia as to what is the definition of spirituality or anything. Everyone has its own definition as to what spirituality can be or what spirituality makes them think about or feel like. The only thing I'd say for those of you that are a bit worried, oh God, that sounds like a very, very specific word. Well, I don't want you to be scared because of the word, because it's nothing to do with religion. Spirituality and religion are very different. To give you a little bit of my background, maybe as to how did I become more spiritual in myself, as some of you probably might have guessed, my journey has actually started obviously with crystal healing. Several years ago, when I was much, much younger. And of course, you know, at the beginning, that was my first introduction to what spirituality can be. Because what is crystal healing? It's the idea of believing that crystals, stones, gemstones hold some form of energy within them, be it physical, but also spiritual in some ways, you know, like as we all know, clear quartz is being used nowadays, for example, in watches to make them work. Some crystals are being used for various other uses, such as making microwaves work, things like that. So they definitely have a physical energy, but you know, there is the physical realm, and I suppose there is the metaphysical, you could call it, if spiritual as a word maybe doesn't suit you. And that's how I started. I remember the first time I was back at home in Paris, and I would go very often on different markets. We have a lot of those little markets in Paris, where you can see people selling everything and anything. You'll see things where people, for example, are moving out from their house or their apartment, and they just want to sell everything that's there that might have belonged to their parents, grandparents, who knows, you know, who else. And you know, I suppose that one day I passed by and I just found a beautiful tray full of very colorful, bright, different crystals. And they instantly caught my eye, and that was the moment where I was like, oh, wow, what is that? What are those? Now, of course, at the time, the person that was selling them was not necessarily able to tell me anything about it. They just wanted to get rid of those. So that's where I started, and that's where I bought my first crystals. And then, of course, I started to do a little bit of research as to, you know, by the color or the shapes. I was trying to look on, for example, online or in books, you know, which one seems to fit in the most as to the ones I got. And, you know, that's how I learned about crystal healing, and that these beautiful rocks are not just beautiful, but also hold a lot of wonderful energy and vibration. So that was, for me, really the beginning of the journey. And again, you know, it's not something that works for everybody, but, you know, we all believe in so many different things. You know, what is so wrong about, you know, believing in something like that? I don't see any harm. And that's that. Then later on, as I increased my knowledge, became more aware, that's how I discovered slowly, for example, yoga. Now, most people would associate yoga just with the physical practice, but what a lot of people forget about, and that's something I actually really want to address in a podcast episode, and I will, it's the idea of the philosophy behind yoga. What does yoga teach us as people, as individuals? Yoga was not created by athletes. Yoga was created by thinkers, by philosophers. And that's the part that I feel needs to be talked about more. And that's how I got to, I suppose, increase just my interest and my knowledge about spirituality and really like resonate and connect with it. Definitely yoga was then very quickly a few years ago, that's what got me even more so into it, which led, of course, then to meditation, as yoga and meditation for me are and should be very connected, because they serve a lot of very similar purposes if you look at it from the yogi philosophy point of view. And of course, as again, you might guys know, astrology is something else that that I am very much into. Now, some people might not consider astrology as being a spiritual practice or belief or anything. I think astrology is definitely kind of maybe not the deepest into spirituality, but I can really see how it could get into that circle. As what is astrology after all? Astrology is the idea of being able to understand who you are thanks to the position of the planets in the sky, the moment, the exact second you were born. Maybe not the second, but the exact minute you were born. So you can really see how there is definitely something spiritual about that in my eyes. And then, of course, you know, it's not something I'm a big pro or expert about, but then you'll have things such as palmistry, auras, things like that. That definitely go into that category. Then, of course, you have the tarot. The tarot, we've talked about it before. There is definitely a side of the tarot that could be seen somehow spiritual, because it connects to the idea of personal development, you know, really opening yourself to the subconscious side of your mind to see what this side has to say. So there is something there, in my opinion. Maybe gratitude could also go into the category of spirituality in some ways. Gratitude, in my eyes, is something that would make sense to consider. So after all, there's no bad way a good way if you're new to spirituality. You don't necessarily have to be interested in all those elements. You can only be interested in one of them, and that's more than enough. I would say, if I was to give my first tip during this podcast episode, I would say that's the best thing you could do if this is something you just feel interested in. Start reading books, start reading articles, start listening to audiobooks, start listening to podcasts like mine. because that's how you'll be more comfortable with the word. That's how you'll be more comfortable with the idea and everything that surrounds it, that surrounds this area. Definitely knowledge is power. Knowledge is key, and that's what's gonna get you there. And you can do that at your own pace. You don't need to buy the biggest book and start reading right now and read the whole book straight away. You do it at your own pace. A little bit, you can learn a bit now. Maybe you can learn a little bit next time, whatever suits. And if through the process you feel like it doesn't suit you, it doesn't resonate with you, well, that's okay. You can move on to something else, for example. If I was to give a second tip, I would suggest maybe just to start, you know. You don't need any gear, you know, like, which is quite surprising nowadays. To start something, you need, there's a list of stuff you need to get for you to start. But spirituality is just easy. Like, you don't need anything. You just need yourself. You just need to feel ready and interested. And you need to believe, maybe I would say you might need just to be open to the idea that there is something bigger than yourself out there that can be, you know, it doesn't have to be God. It can be, you know, the universe. It can be whichever word that makes you feel comfortable, I would say. And that's, if you have that as a start, that's already a great start. And, you know, that's what's going to help you to really start learning and educating yourself about everything. You know, as examples of, you know, books, you know, it depends kind of what you feel like, different aspects. I would maybe say, if you go online, you might get, you know, be careful what you pick, because you don't want to be overwhelmed. Books about spirituality, like, that are very general to that theme, sometimes might hold too much. I would tend to say, if this is something you're really interested in, start first by starting to read books about specific subjects that resonate with you. If it's the tarot, look for a book about the tarot. I talked actually on my last episode about the tarot, that one of my favorite books is The Way of Tarot, which in French is La Voix du Tarot by Jodorowsky. That's definitely one. Then, of course, if that's not your area, but for example, your area is crystal healing, then definitely start looking for books. I have an episode as well on the podcast that talk about book recommendations. You can check that out. So maybe first start with those areas, and then if you feel that you know enough about that, you can expand onto another area. I think that will make the process easier and much more enjoyable for you. If I was to give a third tip, I would say, unfortunately, it doesn't apply right now, or only to a certain degree, and you'll get what I mean by that. It's the idea of trying to go to events. I used to do that a lot at the beginning. It's a very good idea. You know, I used to go to yoga classes, meditation workshops, you know, like moon rituals or circles, visiting spiritual stores, fairs, events, festivals, everything like this is only a bonus, because this really is going to show you different sides of what spirituality means. And you might connect with other people that are on that same journey with you, or even people that are much further in their journey and that can give you a lot of help and support and advice. And of course, at the moment, that's very difficult because of the situation we are all experiencing. So I would say right now, instead, I would definitely focus on Facebook events, Zoom events. There's a lot of that happening right now because, you know, virtual conferences and virtual events are really what's the safest at the moment. So definitely check those in the meantime. And when things get back to normal, then you can give a real event, you know, a try. If I was to give a fourth tip, I would say don't be scared. Just be curious. Give it a try. Do your best. Don't be intimidated by how it looks. Don't be intimidated by how people look. Or don't be even intimidated by how you look. It's not because you decide to go to a yoga or meditation class and you see someone sitting next to you that is dressed like, you know, a yoga lover, you know, with the outfit and everything, and you're just being very basic in your eyes, that this is a problem. Everyone is different. You can look the way you want. You can dress the way you want. There is no rules. Like, we're all in this together, and judging yourself is going to be a waste of your time. People are very kind, usually, in the spirituality world. I've rarely came across someone that was spiritual and that wasn't supportive or helpful or kind, to be honest. What you should really do is take that advantage to really you know, like share, exchange, talk, chat with these people. They will help you. They will teach you, I can promise you. Tip number five would be follow your intuition, because everything is energy. You don't have to know everything. You just have to feel it. If you feel that something is doing you good, then you're on the right path. Nobody was a pro from the very beginning. A lot of people nowadays tell me, oh my God, you know so much, you seem to know everything. I'm like, no, I don't, oh God. For example, about crystal healing, you know, people would be like, you must know everything, don't you? I'm like, absolutely not. Every day, there's either a new crystal, a new stone that I discover, or there's something new about a specific stone that I didn't know before that now I just found out. It's a learning curve for everybody. We all start from zero. Where I am today, I'm only here today because I showed a great level of enthusiasm, interest, motivation, and hard work. That's it. You know, that's what I would say. And just, yeah, just, you know, feel things. If it feels right, then that's it for me. I achieved happiness. Tip number six, I would say maybe start journaling if it's not something you're already doing. So just, yeah, you probably know what that means. Just pick a notebook, and every morning, instead of grabbing your phone, which is something we all do, take your notebook and start writing down what's on your mind, and whatever that is, good or bad, just write it down. You don't have to read it back. back after writing it or anything. Maybe you will never have to read it ever again. Maybe you won't throw it to the bin afterwards, whatever you want. Just don't think about it. Just put your thoughts on paper. I think this is much more, that this is so much more powerful than people might realize. You know, like, this is just something that's going to help you in a way that will, you will understand yourself on a completely different level. Some of you might not really see why that would be considered a spiritual practice, but I can absolutely tell you that the idea that you would let your subconscious do the talk on paper, releasing everything that's on your mind. I mean, sometimes I would just do it and I would end up in tears. I would just write down, and as I'm writing down, I start feeling all sorts of emotions, you know, very intense emotions. And that's what it's all about. But afterwards, I just felt so much relief. I felt lighter. I felt better. I felt like someone listened to me. And you know, when you talk to someone and you feel like you're being listened to, it's a nice feeling, you know. It felt a bit like that. It felt like I listened to my own self, and it felt good. And that to me is, you know, you try to connect with something that's a little bit closer to the above. For me, that's how I would see it. I know it might seem a bit unusual, but I think you get my point. And then maybe what you could also do, and that would be my tip number 7 here, it would be then to grab a second journal. So you could have the first one that we just talked about to release everything that's on your mind. It can be as simple as, oh God, today I don't feel great. The weather's crap. I'm tired. I think I need to sleep. You know, even if it's just that, by you writing that down and starting that process, this might lead to something else. Like, I wonder, why do I feel down? Oh, maybe because I did this. Oh no, actually, I think that could be it, because na-na-na-na-na-na. And then you start that process. After you do this, grab your second journal in the morning, and now is the time for a little gratitude list. I think this is, again, something that people misunderstand, the strength of gratitude. We're in society that's so focused on negativity, bad thoughts, really ditch that, focus on the positive. How can you do that? Start a gratitude list. Do a gratitude list every morning. It doesn't have to be the biggest list in the world. It can be as simple as 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for today. And yeah, just do that. It can be also, for example, every full moon. There's a full moon every month. You can do a full moon intentions list. Or when there's the new moon, you can also do a list that's going to be the new moon goals list. And all this is like personal introspection. It's good for your mental health. It puts you in the right frame of mind. It helps you on so many levels. And it's a way to use spirituality in a modern approach that actually will serve you and might fit in with the way you think, the way you act, the way you go through things. And then my last tip number 8, is going to be just to take your time. Take your time in the process. Enjoy the learning phase, because everyone is so focused on the result, the result, the result. The result is going to be amazing. But I don't see the result of being amazing. That means that one day, I'll just know everything. I might just know everything about crystals, and I'll be like, okay, well, that's it. Like, I suppose I'm done. I'm finished. That's it. You know, but what's really exciting is the here and now, the fact that I'm still in that learning curve, that I'm still in the learning process, and that every day I'm so excited because I discover a new element, I discover a new piece of information that I didn't know before that I can apply. It's the learning process that should make you excited, not necessarily the end, if that makes sense. You know, everything comes step by step. It will come to you. You just have to take your time and embrace patience. You know, it all starts from the heart. People that are into spirituality, they will always say that to you. It all starts from the heart. It's what I feel sometimes a good way to describe it. It's that spirituality is kind of your own way, your own personal way to embrace life and all the magic surrounding you, whichever form that magic is taking, and that this is your way to connect with something bigger, greater than you. As we said, it can be anything. It can be gods, if that's what you're into. It can be Buddha. It can be energies, higher realms, the divine feminine, or, you know, the some form of goddesses, or just the universe, whatever you call it. For me, that's what spirituality is about. You take from it what you connect to and embrace it and let that magic surround you and embrace it. That would be what spirituality is in my eyes. I would love to know what spirituality means in your eyes and how you see it. So if you have listened to this podcast episode and you've enjoyed it, please make sure to follow me also on Instagram at Sylvana Beslick. You'll find me there. And please let me know what you think about this episode. If you've enjoyed it, I'm very grateful for anyone that shares our podcast. It always shows us that there is wonderful people out there that appreciate the work. And thank you so much for your support. If there is any other subjects that you guys would like to hear about, don't be shy. Just let us know and we'll be very happy to listen to you. It's all about sharing all this magic with you guys. Thank you so much for listening and I'll talk to you soon.